General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Fred? Fred?
Yeah?
This is it. Old Skinny Legs has a flair for poetic narrative. This is the ridge. You described it well.
Too well. Well, the blokes say it's a bad place. More lion here than the Kruger Park.
Well, offload all the same.
Right.
Come to locate the rogue, not look for lion.
Johnny! Skellum! This ridge is marked on the commissioner's map.
Oh, it's not long to sundown, is it?
Peter Grant. Remember him? Still very much unmarried. Still more at home in the far-flung northern province than anywhere else. Fred Hawkins, he was a tall, suntanned Rhodesian who had ulendoed with Grant through Nyasaland, the Congo, Kenya, and Mozambique for years. Rogue, elephant, bull, two dead men. Not an easy assignment. Okay, Commissioner Skinnylegs had said. Send for Peter Grant. I've called my story tonight More Than Ivory.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometres from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000 or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, two worlds in one.
There are times, Peter, when I thought we'd have to forget the truck and walk. What a ruddy, awful route. You did it on purpose, didn't you?
That commissioner was pretty vague about localities. This Dolomite Ridge was all he was certain about.
Come on, chuck out the tobacco. Don't hug it all.
Ghastly place to work. Skellum's going to have his work cut out to track a bull through this death trap.
Yeah.
In quasi.
Water situation. Malangani?
There is clean water down in the Mushetu, in quasi. It shall be brought back to the camp before the light comes tomorrow.
Mm.
There is lime too in Kosi.
Mm. You better bung that pipe away before he's had his day.
Yeah, something wrong with your bloody tobacco. The pipe's all right. Lion, huh? Bring Philemoni here.
The one who's reported the bull who kills the men?
Him, yes. You're right, Peter. I think I'll give up smoking.
That'll be the day. All right, bring Philemoni, Mulangani.
Yes, in Kosi.
I didn't hear any lion.
The blokes must have, when they were looking for water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a relief anyway. I'd rather not break camp again tomorrow. Good here under the Makusi. Lion are only curious. They won't fancy man meat while there's plenty of game about. I'm starving.
Philemoni, Nkosi. Your askari say you want to talk with me. What wrong have I done?
Philemoni, you've done nothing wrong that we know of. Sit down. Tell us about the elephant we've come to shoot. Tobacco?
Aye. Nsofu is bad. Wounded many times. Killed two of my brothers with no warning. They pick masuku berries to make our drink when the bull sees them. We were 3 fundis with muzzle loaders, but the bull comes fast. Chua! All finish.
And this is the place where they die?
Yes, Nkosi. This is the place.
You ran fast then, Philemon, eh?
I was distant and ran fast, yes. There was nothing for me to do, only die myself. And I'm not wanting to be smashed into the ground like my brothers.
Well, nobody expected you to.
Yeah.
How are you sure this is the place? You didn't know the way here when we left the government road to the falls.
Nkosi, that Bikobi is our landmark. Our guns wound Nsufu many times and in many places. He is still the Mushetu. Your petrol wagon knows the road itself. We know the way through the forest. But the machines of the white man, they are Tagati. They climb rocks and over trees like the chimpanzee. They do not need to know the way.
I see. All right, you can go, Philemoni.
Your old man, the one who smells bad, Skell, he may rest in the camp. We will not need him. The boy is good. The boy is kind and a friend.
Well, Skellum's not popular with that bright spark.
Skellum will have located the rogue while Philemon is still eating his mealy meal tomorrow.
Talk of the devil.
Jam. I come to hear your words about the wounded bull. Philemon, the jackal, who has just left your fire, is chewing tobacco, while I, Skellum, have no tobacco. Philemon is a papoon. Why is he so favored, my boy?
Tobacco, Skellum, take it. You're first in our hearts, you know that. Tomorrow, before the other men are awake, we want you, the Bwana Fred, and myself, we want you to find the bull. We won't leave the camp till you report. And don't quarrel with the Bulawayo men. They may help you.
Help? Me? Skellum? How? Skellum need no help from black men who wear boots, patches, and things on their heads, who sweat when they run a little way. Black men who eat meat out of tins. Oh, Bwana, my stomach, he rumble like the elephant. I must go to see the cookie for the meat, Bwana.
Well, on your way, Skellum. Tell cookie to fill your belly.
Oh, Basata sana, Bwana. Basata.
But tomorrow, the bull. Sleep well, old man.
You know something, Peter?
What's that?
Philemon is right. He does smell. In fact, he stinks. How do you put up with it?
I'm used to it. He's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that grub?
Oh, let's have a touch of something to allay the pangs. Whiskey or brandy?
They drank two or three whiskies apiece, and then dinner arrived. It was a good dinner. Afterwards, they smoked some more and drank a little more and listened to Africa, and then they turned in. This was fly country, so the dogs had been left behind. The camp was quiet, and the fire had burnt low when Grant awoke. Men sleeping. A camp in the early hours of morning, just like any other camp Grant had known on a thousand safaris on a... But why were three elephants standing, each tuskless, just beyond the firelight? Elephants. Tuskless. Bulls. They were watching Grant, ears fanning slowly the night. But no sound. Nothing. Was it the whiskey? Cautiously, without taking his eyes from the elephants, he stretched out a hand and grasped the rifle. Just as his fingers closed over the cold steel of the weapon, a thin human hand grasped his wrist in a grip of iron.
Skellum!
The old man took the rifle from the hunter.
No, Bwana, Apana. Not the rifle. No rifle. Quiet, Bwana. These bulls are not living. Leave them. I shall lead them away from the camp. I have read their message of death.
Skellum, naked as the day he was born, crouched beside Grant, but the grip on his master's wrist was not that of an old man. It had a power that was phenomenal.
Skellum, what are you doing? What's happening? What?
Bwana, you are seeing things few white men see. You are now in the spirit world of Netibili land.
And the old man released his hold of Grant and disappeared into the trees. The bulls still stood, watching, ears waving gently. The camp was as quiet as a graveyard. Only a few small blue flames flickered over the piles of white burnt-out wood. Grant grabbed the rifle. When he looked up, the elephants had gone. Only the twinkling stars and the tall trees sighing in the dawn breeze as a gentle zephyr stirred the dew-laden branches knew what had taken place near that stark dolomite outcropping, and they, like the rest of Africa, were silent, mystical, unreadable witnesses of the mystery.
Fred! Wake up! Fred!
What?
Fred!
What? Peter, what's the matter?
Fred.
What's happened? Dawn's cold. How about some coffee?
Coffee? The middle of the night?
No, look at the east. Listen, I don't know, sort of vision.
Vision?
Things are...
I'm taking the bottle away from you the next time. After the first three, you're going on rations. You're going to be ruddy well rationed.
Well, I don't know what it means.
Moderation in all things, moderation. Oh, what a time...
Fred, listen. Three elephants came into the camp. They stood over there.
Look, I think I'll go back to sleep.
Three elephants, big blighters, no tusks. Believe me, Fred. And Skellum wouldn't let me shoot them. He led them away. He said they'd brought a message of death.
Elephants?
Yes. Look, I'm not talking on the back of my neck. They were standing.
You
were standing there
in the city, Peter. You've had too much bush. It happens to all of us. If you think three jumbos would just come along here
and... Shut up, Fred. For pity's sake, listen to what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Now, where's Skellum?
He'll confirm what I've told you.
Where is he?
Well, I told him to get cracking early. He'll have gone to find the bull, eh? Listen, three bulls here in the camp. I saw them.
You got a cigarette?
Okay, Fred, you old...
Thanks.
We are ready, Nkosi, to lead you to the bull. Skellum is gone. He was frightened. He's gone. Now Philemon will show you.
I sent Skellum to look for the elephant. We wait till he comes back.
Nkosi. But we wait like little children for an old man.
Nkosi, Skellum is not here. He's gone.
He's gone to find the bull.
He's Bemba. He does not know the country. He's worthless. Philemoni, whom the government trusts, must lead us.
This is my safari, Mulangani. I give the orders. You can return to Bulawayo anytime you feel like walking. And take your chum with you. You wait for Skellum.
For heaven's sake, Peter. And it's a ruddy fairy story. Skellum driving jumbos up into the Bundu in the middle of the night.
It was in the middle of the
night. Well, it felt like
the dawn was showing, and he led them away. He didn't drive them.
Of course, in the honey birds you cry. Brrr, brrr, we must follow her to the honey, Nkosi. We leave this moment.
All right, Philemoni. Follow the bird, but don't set the grass alight. And leave some honey in the tree for the bird.
Ah, it shall be done, Nkosi. I shall find for you the bird and talk for two.
Where the devil, Skellum? We'll give him another hour, and then we'd better go and look for him. What I want to know is what was all that business this morning. I'm not a believer in spooks, Fred. And if you say whiskey, I'll brain you.
The morning passed. The sun climbed high. 1 hour. 2 hours. Although Skellum didn't return, Peter Grant put off his decision to go and hunt for the old man. Everything was unreal about this safari. Fred Hawkins mooned around the camp. Something of Grant's mood had entered into him. Midday came.
Nkosi! Nkosi! Nkosi!
Mulangani, what is it?
Nkosi! The morning is dead, Nkosi! Nkosi! Philemoni is dead and two more of our brothers are lying out there, killed by the big Nsofu. We had no warning. Our spears were upon the ground. We were taking honey from the tree, Nkosi. Nsofu came, weak, and...
Mulangani, you're an Askari, not a village
herd
boy.
Blood. There is much blood, Nkosi.
Shut up.
Much blood.
Fred, get the boats together.
How much
blood? One pool. A water bottle for the beds of jet ammunition.
Tell them, Nkosi.
Can you get us there quickly, Mulangani?
Three men, Nkosi, three dead. They cannot be healed anymore with a magic black box, Nkosi.
One pool. Let's go.
That is the tree where Philemoni lies. The other two men are close too. Nkosi, we should have left the hunt, not followed the bird.
Too late for that now. Yeah. And then the white men saw the elephants. There were three. Standing silently, ears waving, trunks lifted, feeling for danger.
Three. Not the ones you said you... Not the ones you saw
this morning. No. They were tuskless. Oh. Look at those beggars. Magnificent ivory. 90 pounders, perhaps more.
Where's the rest of the herd?
Mulungani, stay here. Till we fire and the elephant drops. Do not come forward.
Inkosi.
Do not move. Fred.
Which one's the rogue, I wonder?
They're all killers, Fred. Three men, remember? We've got to hit each of them. 50 yards. The largest bull stood in shade, trunk swinging from side to side, slowly. Wind's all right. Closer. And while they moved in, one of the great animals moved away in an easterly direction. He stopped, facing the men.
That's the rogue. Been hit in quite a few places. No wonder he wants to kill poor Blighter. Blasted muzzleloaders. Ought to be a law against
them. Come too far. Mm-hmm. Advanced.
I'll drop the rogue. You take the nearest beat. We'll deal with number three as he comes.
The bullet from Grant's Rigby dropped one bull, but the rogue only staggered. He did not drop. Number three. Fred, the other one.
You want to scrap that 500 of yours and buy a magazine loading 416? That won't give you trouble loading. Blokes can take out the ivory. Let's clear out. Oh, I don't know. There's something.
Yeah, well, you're big grey ghosts. I won't put a leg any more, Pete. You say you saw them? You saw them. Three early this morning, and then three more now. Dead. With big ivory. And your ghosts had no ivory.
Fred, we must report what happened here today. The authorities had better know, and know soon, that the blokes killed weren't after elephant, just collecting honey. Will you go? Mm. I'm sorry to have to ask you, but I'll have to stay here.
Yeah.
Skellum. Where the silly old fool's got to, I can't imagine.
All right. You want any from the city? Blonde, redhead or two?
Get going as soon as they bring the tusks in, will you?
Keep away from those ghosts of yours. Look after the barn, Mulungani.
Have a good trip, Fred. Be seeing you.
Bye.
Seemed a long time in coming to Peter Grant that night. The wind blew the ash from the fire. The hunter dozed, but the wind was cold, unnaturally cold somehow. The wind woke up Mulungani.
Nkosi. Nkosi.
Who? Mulungani.
Elephant. Elephant in camp.
Grant followed the native's frightened gaze, and there, not 30 yards away, stood the same three elephants, tuskless, huge, silent.
Ngozi! Two bulls walk away. Other one is looking to us. Shoot him. Shoot him, Ngozi, before we die. Shoot him with your rifle, Ngozi. He looks to us.
Quiet, Ragani.
The hunter felt for the rifle, brought it up, sighted. But before he could exert pressure upon the trigger, he once again saw Skellum. And Skellum led the last bull away into the shadows.
All right, Mulungani. No more danger. Where's Skellum?
He came with the elephant. Now he's gone with the elephant. Because he so called a wind. It came from the dead man's throats. This place is not a good place. Did you see the big bull, Ngozi? The mouth, he opened to scream, but no sound came. Wonderful thing, Ngozi.
And Grant glanced across at the small light from the fire and saw Johnny the cook frozen there, staring across at them with eyes like full moons.
Tell Johnny we want coffee.
And then, silently, without fuss or warning, old Skellum walked into the camp.
Skellum, where have you been? What have you been doing? What's going on?
Buana. Food. I want food, Buana. I am near to die, and it has been a long walk. It is good that you have sent the government men away. Only one remains, I see. And the Buana Fred is gone as well. Tomorrow, you will see strange things, my Buana. Our friends have shown me this place. I knew the Bulawayo men would die in the forest. The honey bird lead them to their deaths.
Mulungani, tell Johnny to bring...
But there was no need. Johnny, the Angoni cook, had left the fire and had appeared with food at the old native's side. Greatly grilling, Skellum sat down to eat. He ate without stopping for nearly half an hour. By this time, his belly had grown. It was not far from dawn.
Okay now, old man. Sleep. You've eaten enough.
And dear one, the sun will burn us this day when the light it comes. We must go. It is far over the hills that we have to go.
And with that, Skellum put his head upon the ground and was immediately asleep. When the light came, camp was struck, and led by the old man, they went into the sunrise. Over rocks, through ravines, and across many dolomite ridges, Skellum led them. He kept a terrible pace. At long last, the tracker called a halt. Climbing onto a tremendous flat-shaped boulder, the old man pointed down into a donga, or short, dry ravine. At the bottom of this lay piles and piles of gleaming elephant tusks.
They brought me here in the night, the big grey ones. This is where the elephants leave their tusks. You kill elephants, Buana. Others, bad hunters, only wound them. These are the prizes of the wounded ones.
Were they left years ago by slave traders or Skellum?
And then the old native rose, took out his knife, went to a huge boulder, and scratched something onto the rock. Grant slowly followed. The tracker had written, Fred, last Ulendo. When Grant looked up again, he saw tears running down Skellum's cheeks.
What are you trying to tell us? Fred?
It can't be. Last. Fred. Skellum. Buana. The Buana Fred has died. I looked into the dawn and I saw, more miles away than a man can see, the fire wagon ran into our motor lorry at the railway crossing near Bulawayo.
Fire wagon?
The Buana, he is dead. They have taken him away.
But you've been nowhere near Bulawayo. Skellum, you're talking...
But the hunter did not continue. Fire wagon, railway train, railway crossing. Fred Hawkins... Grant was seized with a dread he couldn't explain, like everything else that had happened on this safari. The party left the Dolomite Ridge and began the 300-mile journey to Bulawayo.
Back a day ago. You killed the rogue, I believe.
Yes. Commissioner...
Grant, I'm awfully sorry. I've got some ghastly news for you. Fred Hawkins. I told him he should hang on for a while, but he wanted to get back to you. Grant, I'm dreadfully sorry to have to tell you this, but...
Railway crossing. Just outside.
The train hit his truck and... Who told you? How did you...
The Dolomite Rock was more than 300 miles away from the railway crossing. How did the old tracker Skellum know about the accident? See the smash occur at the precise time the record stated it had occurred? Were those three elephants ghosts? Did they visit the camp to warn Grant that three of his men would die? Had the last visitation, when only one of the creatures remained, been a warning that one man would die, Fred Hawkins? In Bulawayo? Grant could explain nothing. He was reluctant to tell me the story. He hates things for which there is no logical explanation. Only one thing is certain. The ivory still lies in that remote and desolate ravine. The white gold was no longer important to Grant. He lost something he valued more than ivory that night.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushbelt. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.